tune in to Turn On the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On the News daily. Timer, you're tuned in to Turn On the News, 313.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, sound art, media news, and more. A radio show about radio. You can go to FREE103POINT9.org or newsroom.313.9.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. 313.9.org. We go in headlines tonight first to lifehacker.com, where they're ranking the 5 best internet radio services. They say they are TuneIn, Soma FM, Pandora, Slacker, and Spotify. Currently, their reader poll has Pandora as the most popular, followed by Spotify, TuneIn, Soma FM, and then Slacker. You can go to lifehacker.com for more information about that. Over at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they are telling us that weather warnings are soon going to come to cell phones in the United States automatically when a severe thunderstorm, a severe tornado warning, blizzards, etc., come through your area. All cell phones in the area will get the signals. This is how they say, if you're at home traveling yourself in through an area where the weather warning has been issued, your phone will pick up alerts broadcast by nearby cell towers. Those towers will broadcast a message much like an AM/FM radio station, and cell phones within range immediately pick up the signal, provided they are enabled to receive text alerts. When your phone receives a message, it will alert you with a unique ringtone and vibration. You can go to NOAA.gov to find out more about this program in the United States coming soon. At the Wall Street Journal, Jennifer Valentino DeVries reports, quote, it isn't, quote, reasonably possible, unquote, to say how many Americans have had their emails and phone calls reviewed as part of the 4-year-old counterterrorism law, according to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. A statement from Democratic Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Mark Udall of Colorado said, we have sought repeatedly to gain an understanding of how many Americans have had their phone calls or emails collected and reviewed under this statute, but we have not been able to obtain even a rough estimate of this number. Unquote. Scanner and the Heritage Orchestra collaborated for a show called Live Transmission, the Brighton Festival in May of 2012. According to Scanner's Twitter feed, this is now a possible traveling show, so we'll see if it leaves Brighton or crosses the pond. Eric Gardner at The Hollywood Reporter says a concert featuring a holographic Marilyn Monroe is under legal threat by the deceased icon's estate. Digicon Media holds a copyright on, quote, virtual Marilyn, unquote, and planned some sort of concert with a performance, but attorneys from representing the Monroe State are trying to shut it down. You can go to billboard.biz for more information about that story. a little John Cage behind us as we catch up on radio headlines. We first go to Justin Elliott at ProPublica, who reports that a group of broadcasters are now formally asking the Federal Communications Commission to rescind a recent rule that would require some television stations, not all, just the major, larger ones, to put their political ad data on the internet, their broadcast file. Already, there have been two other attempts by folks in the broadcast industry to rescind this rule that, again, would only affect the largest of television stations, although the FCC's plan is to eventually have all radio and television stations put their paper broadcast files online in a digital form. The National Association of Broadcasters has filed a lawsuit against the FCC for this effort, and Republicans in Congress are trying to defund the effort. So far, that has succeeded in the House, not yet in the United States Senate. Of course, the House is the more conservative body in the United States government, and broadcasting and cable magazine John Egerton is reporting that the House will have an oversight hearing for the FCC on July 10th. Sources close to them say that House Energy and Commerce Committee has oversight over the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. The Senate had a similar hearing on May 16th, but the House hearing should be considerably more contentious. The National Association for Amateur Radio reports that President Barack Obama will nominate Ming-Nun Cliburn for a new term as one of the five FCC commissioners. She's been commissioner since 2009. Radio Inc. magazine has an interview with Consumer Electronics Association President Gary Shapiro, speaking about his congressional testimony last week on the future of audio, where Congress was told by a variety of industry spokespeople and one musician about how audio rules are affecting the music industry and transmission laws perhaps need to be updated for the 21st century. He talks about the future of radio and, more specifically, the future of cell phones and radio and a possibility of an FM chip. Broadcasters have been hoping to get an FM chip on cell phones and smartphones so that it would be easier to disseminate their broadcast. Here's a brief excerpt from Gary Shapiro's interview with Radio Inc. magazine.
Get the impression, or is it safe to say that you're opposed to the FM chip in the cell phone?
If companies want to put the FM chip in by themselves, or if broadcasters want to pay them to put them in, that's fine. I'm a big free market advocate. I don't think that the government should be requiring that a smartphone be built a certain way. It just doesn't make any sense. You might as well require FM chips in pillows or lights or any device or shirts or anything. It just doesn't make sense, and there's really no justification for it.
Now, the broadcasters have said that they're not interested in a mandate. Are you buying that?
Well, I heard them say that last week. I know before then they had cut a deal with the RIA insisting to be a mandate. They'd petitioned the FCC for a mandate. They'd asked Congress for a mandate. So their actions are inconsistent. If this is a 180-degree switch, I wonder what I was doing testifying last week before a congressional hearing about it, as were they. And at the hearing, it was very clear many members of Congress were frustrated because they just didn't understand what broadcasters were actually asking for, because the products are available for sale. One member of Congress described a survey where of consumers, and it was they asked about various features in the smartphone, and 0% of consumers responded said they wanted a FM chip. So there's clearly a technology that's offered that consumers are not embracing. To me, the solution to that is if broadcasters really want to see FM and smartphones, they should use the enormous power of radio broadcasting to get consumers to ask for it.
All right. Thomas at swelling.com/blog reports the SWL blog reports that Vatican Radio will end its shortwave broadcast to Europe and the Americas on July 1st. There's been a succession of bad news with countries ending their shortwave broadcast. Canada recently has had major cutbacks at Radio Canada International. First, at Slate magazine, Ryan Gallagher reports, did a surveillance drone help in the arrest of a North Dakota farmer? First, we need to define surveillance drones. They are radio-controlled aircraft without humans up in them, but humans operating them in a radio-controlled video game fashion. So, North Dakota farmer Rodney Brossard. Six cows wander onto his farm from neighboring land. Brossard declines to return the cattle to their owner until he was paid for the feed that they had consumed during their time on his land, according to the Slate report. When police got involved, three of Brossard's sons allegedly chased the officers away with guns. So the officers came back with a drone. And then they repeatedly tased and arrested Rodney Brossard. And the cows were returned. Todd Egerton at Broadcasting and Cable reports that the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Communications Subcommittee will hold a Future of Video hearing June 27th. You might remember on Turn on the News a few weeks ago, the same committee held a Future of Audio hearing where they looked at if regulations were holding back audio or radio on the web, on FM, on your smartphone, other places. Now they'll do the same with video, June 27th. They've also confirmed they will have a FCC oversight hearing July 10th in the House. And that's expected to be a contentious hearing as the House Republicans want less regulation from the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. They want even less regulation in the form. Lately, the FCC passed a rule requiring television stations, only the largest of the television stations at first, but the largest television stations to post their public and political files online. Right now, they have to do it in a manila folder in a place where you can access it during office hours. But the logical thinking is that that public paper file could be online in a digital form and accessible 24 hours to anyone in need. But the broadcasters are fighting this madly, madly, madly. They have on three fronts. Congress is trying to defund the effort, the Republican Congress. The broadcasters, the National Association of Broadcasters, filed a lawsuit against the efforts. And they're also forcing hearings in Congress. FreePress.net recommends that you can find your local radio or television station's public files. All you have to do is make an appointment. Appointments are not required, but most stations appreciate advance notice. You can search Wikipedia or FCC.gov for information about what stations are in your area. And they have to show you their public files. FreePress.net has some handy tips and links to what you look for. You can find for instance, their public responsibilities if they fulfilled their public interest requirements, if they, who's giving them money, or what political groups are buying ads. You could take a cell phone or a smartphone or a camera and take pictures of the documents, or they'll require you pay to, the stations will require you to pay for copies if you want to make copies of the public files of your local broadcaster.
Because we're all trapped into concealment. And we're all trapped by a bit of sound. A bit of sound crawling into me. A bit of sound crawling into me. A bit of sound.
That was the Boston-based rock band Neptune with Marconi's Belief. Next up, a Tesla coil we hear played the Star Wars theme. The most popular public radio show in the United States, Car Talk, announced on Friday, June 8th, 2012, that it would stop recording new episodes in September of 2012. But it might not be until 2020 that you hear reruns. They're going to keep the show on. Executive producer Doug Berman said the best material from 25 years of past shows would be used to put together, quote, repurposed, unquote, shows for NPR to broadcast. Berman estimates the archive 8 years worth of material before anything would have to be repeated. And the brothers Click and Clack will continue to write their syndicated newspaper column. The Tappet brothers and Car Talk. The folks at Irrational Public Radio, which is at irrationalpublicradio.com. They do satires on a number of public radio shows, and of course, they have their own take on Car Talk. So next up, we're going to hear a very special episode of Car Talk from Irrational Public Radio.
I'm exhausted now. Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Division of Unintended Consequences here at Car Talk Plaza. 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, how you? Thanks for having my call.
Who are you?
My name's Tor.
Achula.
No, Tor.
Oh, wait.
Wow. You have to spell it.
T-O-R.
E-R-J-E-E.
Just T-O-R, Tor.
That's your real name. Achula's pretty nice.
No, T...
Achula.
Achula.
I don't know what that word means.
Achula. Wonderful name.
That's it, huh? Okay.
So your real name is Mildred, huh?
No, it's really Tor. And I'm calling from Sweden.
Sweden!
No, Sweden, the country.
Sweetie?
Yeah, well, I have I'm a street food vendor. I sell baklava.
Oh.
And, you know, all different kinds. I try to come up with some new flavors. We're doing this month, we're doing smoked almond and also ginger.
Oh, so, very good choices.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What? How did you arrive at these two things?
I just tried some different recipes. So listen, I think an animal got into my cart.
Yeah.
It's a cart, but it also is like a mobile oven thing, and I think some sort of a mammal.
Excellent.
Of some sort, like a woodland thing, it got in there.
Yeah.
This animal, I can hear it somewhere in there, I think. I don't know how it got in there, because I don't know how to even take it apart. But I think there's some dumpsters across the street from where I store the cart, and I think maybe one of them came over and somehow got up and into the machine, into the cart.
So you actually witnessed this whole thing happening?
No, I can hear it banging around in there. It's kind of kicking and hitting on the side of the walls. And I was thinking about this. I was sitting on...
Sitting on the john.
No, just on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out how to take it apart. I could, like, rip it all apart, but I don't want to ruin it. This is, you know, I spent $230 on this, and it was kind of my girlfriend that gave me the money.
Tell her nothing.
Well, her name's Sarah.
And Sarah with an H?
Yeah, and she was the one that kind of lent me the money for it.
Is this what you spent the $230 on?
Yeah, so I kind of don't want her to find out that, if I have to take
it
apart or
Got
something, because she'll be mad.
Hey. Jerk. Don't even worry about it.
I mean, I really don't want to ruin.
You can take it all apart
and the oven,
put it all back
anyway,
together again.
I can't really afford to buy. I don't even know. You know, the one I got was used. I don't know how much a new one costs.
It's about $239.
That's not too bad then.
Was it an impulse purchase?
No. You know, I knew that I was going to be going into this business, and I do pretty well. But I need the cart in the oven. It's how I make the baklava and how I carry it around. You know. But if you could just tell me how I can get this animal out of the cart. Oven part thing there without hurting the cart.
Well, here's what you need to do.
You need a bungee cord.
And, you know, I don't want to hurt this animal because, you know, I don't want to hurt an animal, but then I can't just turn the oven on and leave it there, even though if it's dead already or if it's going to die soon, because you're going to be able to smell it and it's going to affect the taste of the baklava.
Jeez. I mean, first of all, you really shouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
But if you are concerned about it.
Yeah, it's just, I can hear it in there. It's kind of like kicking or hitting on the inside of the cart.
I would have one person stand at the end of the driveway while the other person backs the car up so you can precisely determine what it is that's hitting.
It's maybe like a ferret or
And then take a hammer.
Okay.
Get a sledgehammer and put a professional's type dent into this thing so that it will no longer hit and then forget about it completely. You might have to do it a few hundred times.
Oh, boy. I don't really know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know if I want to.
I mean, I'm always questioning messing with nature.
Yeah, yeah. I would question that myself. And the thing is, I really do kind of need to get it out of there because I don't think the cart's usable until then. And this is kind of my only source of income. If I don't get this working again, you know, I'm gonna be out on the, I'm going to be homeless, you know, I'm not going to have any money to save my, I'm just going to be homeless.
Look at all the money you'd save on soap.
See you, sweetie.
Sorry.
Well, you're not going to believe this. You really aren't, but it's already time for us to take a short break. Stay tuned because we'll be back with more of your calls in a minute.
He puts a carb on the bench. This man they call Rich. He proceeded to open it up. He said, you need a carburetor and sooner than later because this one's all junked up. Rich set the mixer on that old fixture. No problems.
That was Irrational Public Radio's satire of a Car Talk episode. Next up, a Mr. Rogers remix. Symphony of Science's John D. Boswell does Garden of Your Mind on Turn on the News.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is.
Do you ever imagine things?
Are they scary things?
Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food. Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistle. are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Next up on Turn on the News, we will listen in to Freeform or Death, the documentary in the works about Freeform radio station WFMU in northern New Jersey in the United States. Tim Smith is the director and has a bit of a trailer up. We'll listen to that first and then hear from band Flaming Fire from a track from WFMU's Tunes on Toxic Terrain CD.
You're tuned into WFMU. My name's Ken. I'm having a really terrible morning here. In the background, we're hearing actual recordings made last Wednesday in the middle of my colonoscopy. My name is Ken Friedman, and I've spent the last 25 years just trying to keep this radio station alive.
The best show, WFMU, is back for another Tuesday night installment.
Freeform listener-sponsored radio, WFMU.
That's Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution with Blind Date.
Comparing FMU to a commercial radio station is like comparing National Geographic to People magazine.
What's the next song on the set list, Petey?
This was called Chami Mami, and it's about Noam Chomsky being my mother.
Yeah!
Before that, we heard from Alamita Gali Kurtzi from 1919.
We just heard Bags of Money and Have Sexy Relations from his audiobook, Thug Motivation.
I came to WFMU 10 years ago, and I said, anyway, I could DJ on FMU. And they're like, yeah, you can get a radio show, and you name it. All you got to do is you got to work here in the office for a year. I said, no.
We're just dead in the water. The whole station is off the air. It's a constant struggle. We never have enough money. Keep getting attacked by outside forces. The FCC investigating us. A building falling down.
We have raccoons and squirrels in the roof of FMU. Really bad.
We're fighting against laws that are being put into place by the music industry. They want the names of the artists so they can look for them and not pay them. I have no problem paying them. But it just has to be something reasonable and something that doesn't destroy our operation. So the news is not good on the financial front. We'll probably run out of money this fall.
So what are we going to do? We can't keep doing what we're doing.
I never take it for granted that WFMU is going to be around forever. It requires vigilance.
This is WFMU's fundraising marathon.
WFMU may take a pledge.
It's only one place like this.
All this corporate stuff going on. By all rights, this place should be owned by Pillsbury at this point.
I just want there to be a WFMU. I want WFMU to exist as a place where people can go who don't fit in, where people can go to find things that have been hidden.
Dr. Ken Friedman here, live from my lawn chair in the WFMU parking lot where they are attaching balloons to me as I speak.
It's a cause, it's a cultural outlet, it's my family, it's like my religion.
If you took FMU out of Ken's life, I think you'd go crazy.
I was inspired by the Brazilian balloon priest who shot 20,000 feet above sea level. And of course, he was found dead.
Whoa!
But he made one serious mistake, my friends, that I shall not make today. He was not raising money for WFMU.
Call up and win great prizes for
drawing Bible pictures. For the next hour, it's going to be all about drawing Bible pictures.
FlamingFire.com.
We need you to call and 201-200-9368, because we need somebody to draw Jose 71. We need somebody to call Hosea 72. We need somebody to draw Hosea 7-3. We need somebody to draw Hosea 7-4. And you can get Flaming Fire CDs and comic books and Caniglia's comics and T-shirts and Goddess of War T-shirts and comic books. And all you got to do is dial 201-200-9368 right now. We're Flaming Fire. This is Lock a Gun. Yo! 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 Yo!
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Road runner, road runner.
I'm going faster miles an hour. I'm gonna go by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. I'm in love with modern music. I'm in love with modern rock and roll. I'm in love with WFMU. I got the radio on. I'm like a roadrunner. I drive my car. I like to drive drive down the street, because I get WFMU so much better than I do at my home. I can listen to Gaylord Fields on Sunday afternoons. I can listen to Super on Friday night. I'm like a roadrunner. I got the radio on. IBJ, yeah, I was hiding in the bushes next to Bill Kelly. The highway's my girlfriend, it goes by so quick. 7 seconds delay, 7 seconds delay. Feels like heaven, I say. Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with WFMU, and I'm gonna be out all night on my Roadrunner. Hey, what do you say, guys?
And it's that bad out neck of it. Vegan, it's that bad out neck of it. Vegan, it's that bad out neck of it. Ever can I stab at in a ever? Ever can I stab at in a ever? Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? Can it stab bats in the neck of Eva? Can I stab bats in a cave? Can it stab bats in the neck of Eva? Can I stab bats in a cave? Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? Can it stab bats in the neck of it? Vegan, it's that bad out neck of it. Vegan, it's that bad out neck of it.
That was Gregory Whitehead with Ava, Can I Stab Bats in a Cave, which if you spell backward, you might figure out what was going on there. And before that, we heard Yola Tenga with their version of Roadrunner for the WFMU Kickstarter drive for Freeform or Death, the movie about WFMU currently going on at Kickstarter.com. Next up, Kid Koala has a new album called 5-Bit Blues. It comes with its own turntable inside. This is the first track. The record drops in September. Thank you.
have so much soul.
You're listening to Turn on the News, a radio show about radio. That was Rick McNamara's remix of the Conet Project in a minute. For that, Kid Quella with 5-Bit Blues, a preview track from an album that comes out in September that includes a turntable inside. That was Todd Merrill using shortwave recordings to record This Won't Hurt a Bit on Turn on the News. Tune in to Turn on the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn on the News daily.